William Morrow and Harper Audio present Once a Midwife, a Hope River novel by Patricia Harmon, performed by Tavia Gilbert. I have been lost before and come into these woods to lay my body down, and you have taken me in arms of light and sang to me, rocked me gentle in the limbs of trees. You have taken me in arms of light and sang to me and wiped away my tears with new green leaves. From the Private Journal of Patience Hester Liberty, West Virginia, USA, 1941 to 1943. Winter. 1. November 22nd, 1941. The Ties That Bind.
Mama, what's that?
My son Denny asks as a vehicle roars over the stone bridge that spans the Hope River, just outside of Liberty, West Virginia. I look away from the newspapers in the rack set out on the sidewalk in front of Gold's Dry Goods and shake my head, swallowing fear. Nazis take Sevastopol in relentless advance toward Moscow, the headlines read. I try to keep it from the children, but I'm worried about Europe's war spreading like a virus around the world. It's happened before. It could happen again. Over the last few weeks, the Germans have taken Kiev, Odessa, and Kharkov, places my veterinarian husband, Dr. Hester, has obsessively marked on the National Geographic map taped inside our bedroom closet. The roar gets louder as a bolt of lightning streaks down Maine. Mira, my littlest, clings to my skirt. Sunny and Sue, the twins, stand hugging each other. I don't know, I answer.